You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Bill Doors, who's the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Emily.
So this weekend starts off with a bit of an unusual event that's happening today.
Yes, Grayface Records and Curiosities on 40th Street, which has been like a source of endless kind of energy and entertainment in the Thomas Square Starland neighborhood, has the second night of their rat workshop and taxidermy class.
Interesting.
Yeah, the fee is $75 or pay what you can. I would suggest calling the store in advance because, as it turns out, there's high demand for rat taxidermy classes. Grayface is a great place. Always doing something interesting and strange. I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, if you said rat taxidermy, Grayface would probably be my guess. They have sort of an offbeat vibe happening.
Yeah, there aren't many other locations in Savannah that are going to offer that.
And there's also some music tonight.
Perpetual Groove, a really popular jam band around town, performs at Barrel House South. Great show.
Excellent. Then this weekend as well, there is some fun for the whole family at the Jepson Center.
The Telfair Museums will be celebrating Juneteenth, which is the commemoration of emancipation, the big free family day, with a celebration of Gullah Geechee history and crafts, including the Geechee Gullah Ring Shouters. Should be a really great day. And again, it's free for the whole family.
Yeah, and a celebration of culture that's local to our area here. And then looking ahead to next week, there's a couple of some more music that's coming to town next week as well.
Yeah, there are two big shows next Wednesday, and they really couldn't be more different. Anthrax, whom you probably have heard of, classic metal, will be performing at the Stage on Bay on June 13th. Testament will be opening. It's another and a kind of an ongoing run of really great, almost nostalgic kind of rock shows mm-hmm. at the Stage on Bay.
Mm-hmm. And then you said there's another show that's quite different from that one.
Yeah, and let me make a pitch for Soccer Mommy. 20-year-old Sophie Allison, she recorded mainly, you know, just self-recording for the first few years of her career. Her first studio album, Clean, just came out on Fat Possum Records a couple of months ago. It's really, really good. It kind of, you know, sort of emotional and vulnerable, but she's a really good songwriter, really good musician. That will be at El Rocco, $10 cover. Kind of an unusual show for that venue, which often has kind of louder, more rocking mm-hmm. bands. And the opener is also excellent. Grace Joyner from Charleston will be opening that show. Highly recommended next Wednesday.
Great. So little something for everyone, both this weekend and next week. Bill Doors, thank you so much for joining me. Bill is a columnist for the Savannah Morning News. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much.